91X News.
It's 12 degrees and sunny at 9 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rinkema. Five people were arrested after a drug raid yesterday on Shutter Street in Trenton Ward. Members of Project Long Arm and Quinty West OPP found marijuana, cocaine, and cash. 46-year-old Anthony Casimir of Toronto and 28-year-old Rachel Kane of Trenton were arrested and held for bail hearing today. 48-year-old Janet Morris, 44-year-old Lisa Morris, and 37-year-old Angela Reed, all of Trenton, were arrested at the scene. They were charged with multiple drug-related offenses. And around 3 o'clock this morning, police responded to a break and enter in progress on Albert Street. The man fled the scene prior to police arrival after he was confronted by the homeowner. The suspect is being described as around 6 feet tall, 170 pounds, with a black leather jacket and Blue Jays baseball cap. Anyone with information is asked to call Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. And some senior Toronto cops could face misconduct charges in connection with the June 2010 G20 summit. Steve Henniger has more.
Ontario police watchdog Jerry McNeely issued a stinging report this week, blasting police for blindly following orders at the G20 that resulted in civil rights abuses, including illegal detention and excessive use of force. A source now tells the Canadian Press that McNeely feels there is enough evidence to charge some senior officers and is calling for disciplinary hearings. However, the Toronto Police Services Board must okay those hearings because more than 6 months have passed since the alleged offenses were committed. Steve Henniger, the Canadian Press, Toronto.
And Prime Minister Stephen Harper heads into a pair of international summits this weekend, with Canada committed to staying the current course in Afghanistan. But Canadian Press reporter Terry Pedwell says no one in the Harper government is commenting on Canada's future role in the war-torn nation.
A spokesman for the Prime Minister says Canada is still weighing its options, but wouldn't comment on reports that Ottawa has been asked to consider leaving some special forces in Afghanistan beyond 2014. That's the end date for the international military mission in the war-torn country, and the current endpoint for Canada's military support in the form of trainers for Afghan security forces.
G8 leaders, including Stephen Harper, will also meet today at Camp David, the lush U.S. presidential retreat, before they move on to Chicago for NATO meetings. Former media baron Conrad Black is challenging NDP leader Tom Mulcair over his claim that the Harper government gave him preferential treatment. At issue is Black's temporary residency permit that allowed him to return to his Toronto home after he was released from a United States prison this month. In an interview with the CBC, Black invited Mulcair to make the accusation outside of the House of Commons, where there is no immunity from lawsuits.
If he wants to allege that I engaged in improper attempts to influence public figures or civil servants in order to whitewash criminal behavior, if he wants to divest himself of his parliamentary immunity and say that, I will certainly be my pleasure to sue him for defamation.
Harper had dismissed Mulcair's claim that his government gave Black preferential treatment, saying public servants made the call. Black gave up his Canadian citizenship to become a British lord. In sports, the Los Angeles Kings are one win away from the Stanley Cup final. Dwight King scored the winner in the third period as the Kings edged Phoenix 2-1. Jonathan Quick made 18 saves as LA took a step towards its first Cup final in 19 years. The Kings could finish the sweep of the Western Conference final at home on Sunday. And the Edmonton Oilers have decided not to renew the contract of head coach Tom Rennie for next season. The Oilers finished last under him in his first season as coach, and this season they were 29th in the 30-team NHL. On the hardwood, Roy Hibbert had 19 points and 18 rebounds as Indiana rocked Miami 94-75. That was Game 3 of the Eastern Conference semifinal. The Pacers now lead the series 2-1. LeBron James scored 22 points for the Heat, but only 6 in the second half. Dwayne Wade scored only 5. Miami was missing Chris Bosh with a strained abdominal muscle. In other action, Tony Parker scored 22 points on his 30th birthday as the San Antonio Spurs beat the LA Clippers 105-88. Tim Duncan had 18 points as the Spurs